This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1844. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, on the 13th day of Elul in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe addresses it with great titles, Rebbe Goyim, Rebbe Chosu, Benon, Shekadosh Elyon, Mareinu, Rebbe Frem, Elazar, Sheikh Yakoyin. This is Rabbi Yolis, Rebbe Sheikh Yolis. He's addressing this to Rabbi Yolis. And Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I am attaching, enclosing the booklets for the 18th of Elul, which are coming upon us, which is the birthday, of course, of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe, and also a portion of the Sicha of Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Elul, which is the month of compassion. And I'm sure this will interest your honor, and also it will bring into fruition, to actuality. I want to confirm here also the receipt of the two of your letters. And he writes to the Rebbe that as far as in the Hebrew, when he talks about the lave, the heart, sometimes they use a masculine and sometimes they use a feminine. He's asking the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says there is a rule that is known that any item which is not a living, zochreyu v'nokveyu, which means there is both. There is zochar and nekeva. You can call it either way. And the Rebbe gives the reference for this. But the Rebbe says there's no time now to get into the details of this. The Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness that I received regards from those who were traveling, and I was happy they related that you participated into bringing this matter into actuality. And what does that mean? You should bring it to actuality. The Rebbe says, based on the sages saying that the mitzvah is always called on the name who finishes it. This is from the Tanchuma. And which means if you complete the mitzvah, you get, it's called on your name. So the Rebbe says, I'm sure that you will put the effort to bring this thing into actuality, actual, which means that you should write and sign the check. So yes, you know, I guess all the promises, he helped raise the funds and be there, but you got to actually write and sign the checks. And the Rebbe uses the language, Yofe Sha'achas Koidim. The earlier, the better. You know, it's as soon as possible. Especially, the Rebbe says, in the month of compassion, which is the month of Elul. And look into, the Rebbe says, in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe, Chapter 21, over there he says it was the alacrity of Avraham Avinu. What was so special about Avraham Avinu that he was ready to sacrifice his son? But throughout Jewish history, unfortunately, a lot of people had to give up their lives for Hashem. But over there is the zrizus, that fact that he did it hastily and quickly. That is what is the stands by us. So the Rebbe says, sign and write that check quickly, you know, don't let it wait. And the Rebbe says, specifically, it's connected to Kohanim, because he was a Kohen, this Rabbi Yolis. But this is specially related to Kohanim, as explained in Lukut Torah. It says that the Kohanim were Zrizim, they moved quickly. So the Rebbe says, this quickness to see, to bring it down, make it quick. The Rebbe blesses him for a ksiv achsima toiva, to be written and sealed for the good, for yourself, and through you, also to the other, the person who's giving the gift, I guess the philanthropist, may he live, Durden. I'm looking for the good news. So the good news is that what? That he didn't only promise the check, but he actually gave and he signed it. So the Rebbe is answering first a technical question. How come sometimes we find a masculine language and sometimes we find it feminist with regard to Lev, and the Rebbe says things that don't are not living can interchange, can sometimes be called masculine and sometimes be called in the feminine. And the Rebbe also brings down that he was very happy that he participated. I guess in the there was some sort of a meeting in which they raised money. And the Rebbe encourages him that he should see to it, the mitzvah is called that you finish it. And the finishing means to actually write and sign the check. And the Rebbe says this should be done quickly, because the Rebbe brings down from Megaris HaKodesh that it is the alacrity of Avram Avinu, which is the great Zechus that stands by us.